Rooted is all about the people and the places that make us proud to call our community home. When Anthony Campagato and Joseph Nucara opened Outpost Gaming in North Bay, they weren't just launching a store but creating a space for community and connection. The idea was born from their shared love of games and a desire to build something unique in their hometown. It's one of those moments where you think, how do you take something that you love and turn it into your job? Campagato says, it's not just about selling games, it's about creating a place where people can come together and play. Campagato's background as a psychotherapist and Nucara's expertise in finances made them a dynamic team. While Campagato was familiar with running a private practice, retail was an entirely new challenge. Nucara graduated with a business degree from Nipissing and handles those aspects of the business. The commonality in our Venn diagram is our deep love of games, Campagato explains. It's about play, really. Whether it's sports, card games, or tabletop games, it's about finding a way to connect. We wanted to create a space where that could happen in North Bay. The concept for Outpost Gaming began taking shape in 2021, during the tail end of the pandemic. With the world at a standstill, Campagato and Nucara spent countless hours planning, creating a business plan, and speaking with lawyers, accountants, and distributors. The process was meticulous, and guidance from Campagato's father, Mike Campagato, an experienced entrepreneur in North Bay, was invaluable. We spent that time doing the behind-the-scenes work, making the business plan, setting up the corporation, talking to distributors. By the time 2022 rolled around and people were coming out again, we had found a suitable location, and we were ready to go, Campagato recalls. Outpost Gaming officially opened in 2022, and while the store sells games and gaming accessories, the heart of the business is the dedicated play space, a place where people can sit down, roll dice, shuffle cards, and enjoy games with others. What we're really selling isn't the products, it's the space, Campagato says. Not everyone has a place to play or people to play with. That's where we come in. Outpost Gaming hosts regular events, from casual game nights to more structured tournaments. The focus is on building social circles and spreading the joy of play. What we wanted to sell is actually the thing that costs people the least money, putting on the events and creating the space, he explained. The product we sell keeps the doors open, but the dedicated play space where people can sit down and play games together, that's what we're really marketing. The store's events calendar reflects that philosophy. Every Friday night, Outpost Gaming hosts Friday Night Magic, a staple for fans of the trading card game, Magic: The Gathering. Wednesdays are board game nights, featuring a wide variety of tabletop games. On other days, the store hosts tournaments and community events like Brushes and Blockbusters, where patrons can paint miniatures while watching movies. A lot of people think it's gambling or video gaming when they see our storefront, Campagato noted. But we're focused on tabletop gaming, card games like Pokemon and Magic, The Gathering, modern board games, and tabletop miniatures like Warhammer 40,000. It's not your grandpa's board games. We're talking about complex, strategic, and social games that bring people together. For Campagato, the goal is to help people reconnect after years of isolation. In the wake of the pandemic, we saw a lot of people struggling with socializing again. When you sit down at a table and put a game out, you can just talk about the game. Before you know it, you're laughing and making friends. Half the equation of making friends is just having fun together. While the vision for Outpost Gaming came naturally, learning the logistics of running a retail business was a different challenge. Setting up supplier relationships proved to be a learning experience for Campagato and Nucara. That was exactly my thought at the beginning, what do? You just call the place and say, will you give us product to sell? Campagato joked, we did have to go through some growing pains and figure out that aspect of this kind of industry. But you know what? They want your money, so they'll tell you what you need to do. Establishing connections with global retailers meant proving that Outpost Gaming was a legitimate and established business. That involved sharing details about their physical location, capacity, and other specifics to avoid being mistaken for someone just looking to scam inventory. Once you do all that stuff, then it's about saying we have connections with different distributors, and they provide us with a bunch of different stuff, Campagato explained. Those distributors help us not only make sure we're getting the breadth of different products that people want but also to try and be competitive in how quickly we get it and at what cost. One of the biggest challenges has been navigating the concept of allocation, particularly with popular card games like Pokemon. Pokemon will pump out X number of booster boxes, and that's what there is to work with, Campagato said. So we are competing with every other store in Ontario, trying to get as much of that product as we can. The more we order and the longer we stick around, the more our allocation goes up. So, it's a bit of a proving ground. Being proactive and staying ahead of trends has sometimes put Outpost Gaming in unique situations. Campagato shared a memorable story about a time they accidentally got a bit too far ahead. We have a process where Joe and I go over pre-orders every week. What needs to come down from the website, what new ones are going up, he said. One time, we got an email from someone across the country asking about a game they saw on our site. We checked with the game's publisher, and they said, you shouldn't have this information yet, this should not be public. Turns out, we were so far ahead of the game just by being connected with different publishers and distributors. It's been an interesting trip. Campagato also adds that they are a small store that has felt the large effects of the current trade war between Canada and the USA. Products are double-dipping. For instance, if Pokemon cards are made in China, they get tariffs on their way into the States for 20% and then they ship across the border from the States to us and then they get tariffs slapped on them again for another 25%, and before you know it, this product now has a 45% markup on what it was before. Thankfully, some of our distributors are good enough on their website to tag different products that are affected by the tariffs, but I'll tell you, it's not great if it's going to last a long time, he says. I think when it comes to Canadian-made games, it would be a very beneficial time for those games to get produced. While creating a welcoming space for local gamers is a priority, Campagato and Nucara have their sights set even higher. They want Outpost Gaming to be more than just a store. They envision it as a destination where people will travel to North Bay specifically to participate in events. It's not hard in North Bay to look for organized sports leagues to play in, Campagato said. But what about the kids that are more about the arts and into gaming or mind puzzles? The board game arena, the tabletop warfare arena, these are things people form leagues to play in, and those players want to say they get to go to tournaments as well and can win hundreds of dollars playing those games. People will travel and show up for these kinds of events. The idea isn't without precedent. Campagato recalled an earlier community event that combined gaming and charity. Many years ago, before we were Outpost, I was part of the team that organized this event at the Davidi Club to benefit the building of the new hospice, he said. The event was a big Warhammer tournament. It was a big hit, it raised some money for that project, and again, it connected people in a different and engaging way. Building these types of connections is key to Outpost Gaming's vision of becoming the go-to spot for gamers in North Bay. Campagato and Nucara have been fostering partnerships within the community to broaden their reach, including teaming up with Gateway Brewery. We've partnered with Gateway Brewery where we've done game nights at their brewery, Campagato said. Their beer master John is an avid gamer, and so we're always looking to build those connections. It's through these events and involving ourselves with different community members that we're hoping to entrench ourselves as the go-to place for gaming in North Bay. If you have a story idea for Rooted, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.